If you have time, it would be a great blessing to read the Book of Wisdom. And we have this beautiful passage today. It's chapter 6, addressed to those who rule. Hear, O kings, and understand. Learn, you magistrates of the earth's expanse. Hearken, you who are in power over the multitude and lord over throngs of people, because authority was given to you by the Lord. Everybody. Mao Zedong. And sovereignty by the Most High, who shall probe your works and scrutinize your counsel. Because though you were ministers of his kingdom, you judged not rightly and did not keep the law nor walk according to the will of God. And because you have impact on other people's lives, I'm going to hold you responsible. You know, when a good Catholic, and there are some in politics once in a while, they just seem to have a deeper sense. If they're really practicing their faith. You see, I mean, read this over. See, the Lord of all shows no partiality, nor does he fear greatness. Well, how can he fear greatness? You know, we're that big. Because he made himself the great as well as the small. And he provides for all alike. And pray. You can see the mess we're in right now, politically and socially. And, you know, the young are growing up in this mess. Where will be their faith vision of life in a country, in a city? You know, what does it mean? How do you have a faith vision? And how do you pray for the country? How do you evangelize and bring people to know Christ in this total turmoil we've got? Then, does anybody remember the last time they heard this gospel? When was that? It was Sunday. We just had it. For your penances, go home and read it again. It's only in Luke, this beautiful story. And the whole thing was 10 lepers met him. Leper, you know, it was lots of diseases back in those days got classified as leprosy, but they were all terrible and they excluded you from everything. You know, I remember when I was living in Rome, we had a day off, Thursday in Rome, and I used to spend that time visiting the poor and the sick. And I remember this woman, Maria, she had TB, which was back, oh, I don't even remember now, in the 50s sometime. Let's say I was ordained in 56. 57, 58. And she had TB just after she had her child. And it was in Rome those days, it was real poverty. It was just, they had not recovered yet from the war at all. And so her husband, she was in the hospital for a while, and then they sent her home to die because they can't, you know. There wasn't much good medicine then, and anyway, Italy was so poor. So anyhow, she died. She had never held the baby that she gave birth to. Because her husband would get to the hospital room door and let her see the baby, but he was afraid the baby would get tuberculosis. And probably in those days, the science wasn't like it is today. My point is, she was like a leper. And, you know, I remember, and I think I told you this other part. So I used to go, finally, she died, they brought her home, and I went to the, she was living with her sister, Maria. And there she was, lying on the bed, dead. And her sister said to me, Padre, perché? Father, why? And I looked and I said, Maria, look, you're older than I am. You've suffered more than I have. I can't tell you the answer to this. And she looked at me and just said, grazie, Padre. That's encouraging. You know, you're not giving me another book answer, you know. So, Maria, in those days, she was a leper. Nobody wanted to get near her because they had no cure if they got that disease. This one guy comes back, and he was part of the Samaritans. It's hard to, first place, the grudges over in the Middle East, you know, are centuries old, and they keep on going. So Jew and Samaritan was like a real enmity. You remember how the woman there at the well? How come you, a Jew, you see, are talking to me, a woman? There were two reasons why. So the one who came back was a Samaritan. I mean, that's, what can I say? Has none but this foreigner, Alogenis. The reason why that's so interesting is that that's the word that was on a big plaque at the entrance to the temple. No foreigner, using this very word, is allowed beyond this point under pain of death. So he couldn't even, you know, and that's the one who came back. So take some time today to just write down the top 10 things you know the Lord has done for you. Then look at them. Then thank God. We're sitting right now in a very nice heated chapel, getting ready after Mass to have a very nice breakfast. We don't deserve any of that. That's all the gift of God. And he's happy to do that. But if we want to help, we have to tell everybody else what he's done for us and bring people to know him so that the blood of Christ is not wasted.